flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
For less.
$2,000. Joining us right now is our friend Jennifer Lee Chan. I was just down in New Orleans with her. Jennifer, thank you for making time. How are you?
Good. Long time no see.
I know. We had fun working the red carpet together. I got to say, Eric Armstead, you ever seen him in person?
Yeah.
Massive.
Oh, yeah.
Might be the
yeah.
biggest dude I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's big.
Yeah.
So, listen, I appreciate you taking time for us. Let's start big picture with the Niners. How surprised was everyone out there from this past season?
Well, I mean, when you look at the injuries, yes, you are a little bit surprised because I think you have expected just them to keep rolling. But the injuries were just too much for them to overcome, especially on the offense. And you look at the fact that there was not one game where all of their starters were on the field at the same time. So Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, Debo Samuel, there was not one game where they were all on the field at the same time. So, I mean, that's a crazy statistic in itself.
Totally. And now you're in this position where Purdy's coming up and quarterback mm-hmm. money is crazy.
Yes, it is.
I think Brock Purdy's a really good player. I know he's got some detractors out there, and maybe the end of the season wasn't perfect, but does it seem like they're going to get this deal done with Purdy and where that thing goes next?
I mean, his message to everybody at the end of the season, locker cleanout day, was like, hey, I want to get this done as fast as possible without any drama, which we've seen from the past. He wants to get it done quickly. He wants to hit the ground running in OTAs, have more time with guys like Ricky Pearsall, who he didn't have a lot of reps with during the offseason last year. And guys like, you know, hopefully Brandon Ayuk gets back and he's healthier. But he really wants to get more time on the field. He's not going to hold out, I don't think. I think they're really going to try and work on getting a deal done as soon as possible. And I know there's a lot of thought out there that $60 million is insane for a guy who was drafted last in the draft. But when you look at the percentage of the cap, it makes sense. I talked to the guys at SpotTrack, and they're saying, you know, with the cap going up to $272 million, 20 to 22% is right about where quarterbacks all make their money. That's about how much they make of the cap, and that puts them right at $60 million. So that's where it's going to be. It's going to be high 50s, maybe 60s, maybe low 60s. I know it sounds crazy, but you just have to put it in perspective of the big picture of what the entire cap is.
You know, I think he was drafted in the last pick of the draft, but he's played better than some people that were drafted in the first round. So I think the draft position is thrown out the window at this point. If Daniel Jones got 45, he deserved way more than that. To be honest
yes,
with you.
Yes. Yes. I mean, you look at it that way, yes. But it's the NFL is such a weird kind of funky place. People look at where they were drafted to how much money they should be able to make. I mean, especially at quarterback. Now, you look at guys like George Kittle, who was drafted in the fifth round, Fred Warner, who was drafted in the third, and they got paid huge money exactly. because of what they've done. I don't understand why there's such a difference with quarterbacks. I guess maybe because the amount is so huge at like $50, $60 million. But, I mean, really, Brock deserves that money.
Do you think internally there, is there any question from Kyle or John Lynch, anybody, about getting the deal done with Brock? Or is this just kind of standard business negotiations takes a little time?
I mean, both Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch spoke at their end of season presser saying, Brock's our guy. Okay. We're going to get it done. So, I mean, you know, I think any quarterback negotiations with the amount of money that is involved, all the details are going to be what's going to hold it back, right? Guarantees, sure, incentive packages, all that stuff. So, I mean, I think they believe that Brock is their guy, and I think they've believed that for a long time. Although, you know, those little rumors about, oh, they were interested in Tom Brady, they were interested in Aaron Rodgers, those things kind of, you know, leave doubt in people's minds. But really, I think they do believe that Brock is their guy.
Talking with our friend Jennifer Lee Chan. You can follow her on X and Blue Sky at Jennifer Lee Chan, two N's. And Jennifer does a great job covering the Niners for NBC Sports Bay Area. I want to get specifically to the Debo stuff, but I got to ask this. I don't remember his name, and frankly, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to give him what I think he wants. But I remember towards the end of the season, there was a media dude out there who was really trying to antagonize Kyle, I thought, in pressers. It's one thing to ask tough questions, but it's another when you're trying to, like, generate clicks is how I viewed it.
Absolutely.
Is there a section of that fan base that is starting to really get tired of Kyle, or is this just a one-off year?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
I think, you know, social media brings out people that will say anything because they have that keyboard courage. So I think there is a faction of fans that believe that Kyle Shanahan has not been able to win the big game, so he is not deserving. But when you look at the coaching candidates that are out there, I'm like, who's going to be better at the job than Kyle Shanahan? Sure. I don't understand the mentality. And honestly, I've talked to a lot of different media members, and for us as media, he is the most honest coach that I've dealt with. Players appreciate his honesty. He really has a good grip on both offensive and defensive play calling. I mean, you see what he's able to do when all of his players are out there. I think it's just been a challenge in certain areas, like fourth quarters of big games, which, you know, I think is a red flag for a lot of fans. But
right.
When you look at his whole resume, he's a great coach and the players really like him. There's so many veterans that have come into the 49ers and said, wow, I look at football completely differently now that I've watched film with Kyle Shanahan. So I just don't think there's another guy out there that hasn't come from his tree that will do as good of a job or better than Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I respect him as a play caller and a coach. But let me say this, when you get to that point consistently, your expectations move. So he's not judged anymore by being the first-year coach or the second-year coach. He's judged by being a guy who's been to the Super Bowl. If he don't get that consistently, he'll get fired for what other people don't get fired for. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, and that's raised his own bar.
That's his own doing. Yeah. By being that good of a coach, you got to get over the hump, because when he gets down, as good as he is as a play caller, he don't come back. When he's up on you, he can make you look stupid. But when he gets down, he doesn't.
Right, right. Now, I have spoken to Jed York, who is the CEO and owner of the team, and all he does, and obviously he knows that what he's saying to media is out for public consumption, but I've spoken to him, he's like, who else is there? He's like, yeah. Absolutely, Kyle and John are going to be there for the long haul. I mean, they both have signed huge extensions. I just don't think that there's another option that would be better. And you kind of look at comparing him to, Andy Reid and what he's been able to do. I mean, like, he got to the end point, nearly got it so many different times, and then finally kind of got over the hump. But players love Andy Reid. Players love Kyle Shanahan. You know, he's honest with them. I think he does a great job scheming things up. And, if all of his players are on the field at the same time, and honestly, I think, in the last Super Bowl, if Dre Greenlaw didn't tear his Achilles early in the game, it's a different outcome. So, I mean, when he has all of his players on the field doing what he has schemed up, I think he really is one of those kind of unbeatable coaches.
I hear you on that. Let's go to Deebo Samuel. He's talked to the Niners. They say he can be traded. What's his market? What do you think the chances are he lands in Washington? What are your thoughts?
I mean, Deebo Samuel is one of those guys who can make a difference on the field. Now, there are, if you look at his production, it was that 2021 season where he was the offense. Everything fell and landed and moved where he moved. But since then, his production has gone down a little bit. And you look at just the numbers alone. Now, he's dealt with a few injuries here and there, but that's also because of the way he plays. One thing, I mean, going back from when he was drafted, Will Muschamp, who was his coach at South Carolina, was a guy who told Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, Deebo Samuel is an amazing football player, but you have to stay on him in the offseason. He can go up and down in his weight. We've seen him come into camp completely lean, and we've seen him come into camp a little heavier. So he's a guy that coaches have to stay on to make sure that he is the best player he can possibly be. He can be a game changer. Yes, he's getting up there in, receiver age, but he's a guy that, when his mind is set to it, he can be a really good player. Now, he's not a finesse route runner. He is an athlete on the field. So, you've got to have, this is why they drafted Ricky Pearsall. They needed a guy who could get open in man coverage. Deebo's not that guy. He's a guy who can change your offense, make defenses guess, but he's not a guy who's going to run pristine routes and get open for your quarterback.
Would they trade him within the NFC?
I think they could. I'm maybe not NFC West, but I think NFC, yeah.
Well, we gave him Trent Williams. Let's be real.
That's true. I think one thing that's great about the 49ers is John Lynch, his days as a player, his days as a broadcaster, he has great relationships with everybody in every front office. And so deals can get done because he is that guy. So, I mean, yeah, guys like, deals like Trent Williams, those are things that John Lynch has been able to do, be able to pull off. But he's also, he's a guy that can give favors back. So there is a possibility.
It doesn't hurt that Adam Peters is here now.
That's correct. Yeah.
I don't know that Deebo's the right thing for what they need right now, but he's undeniably a great player. It's an interesting fit if it is a fit. But looking from afar, what do you think the compensation needs to be to get Deebo out of San Fran?
I mean, looking at it, it's very similar to the Stephon Diggs situation last year. He asked for a trade. They got a second-round pick the following year in 2025. They dealt Stephon Diggs a fifth in this year and a sixth in 2024. So, I mean, I feel like it's going to be a similar package. They're about the same age. Stephon Diggs, though, is more productive. So I don't know if the 49ers are going to be able to get something like a second round. I'm thinking maybe like a day two or day three pick, because he hasn't had that production that would be similar to Stephon Diggs. But age-wise, compensation-wise, the 49ers are going to have to eat that $31 million cap hit, but it takes him off the books for the rest of the, to get prepared for what Brock Purdy is going to be making.
Wow, that is fascinating. JLC, thank you for making time.
Appreciate
I really appreciate it.
No problem. Good to be on.
All right. She's great. Give her a follow at Jennifer Lee Chan. Covers the Niners. Knows everything going on out there. The Diggs trade. We got to look into that. See what sense there is. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.